Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Come on, say it out loud, everybody. Say it out loud, Lord.
Lord.
Help us to rise up to this.
To see the moving of the Spirit.
On this level. To be filled with the Spirit.
And love.
And liberal.
Like this.
And beyond.
I ask for it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Is this Bible? This is the will of God. Is this what we're supposed to have? Like this. And more. Verse 36. Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted son of consolation, a Levite, country of Cyprus, he had land, he sold his land, and he brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, let's just stop right here. You've read this. You know what's about to happen. Is Ananias and Sapphira, are they Christians? The Bible said the apostles went back to their own company. And here's where they are. Peter knows this man by name. Is that right? Is he part of the church? Do unbelievers, sinners, have a habit of selling their houses and bringing the money for it to the church?
No.
Ananias and Sapphira are believers. They are Christians in the church here, where Peter's one of the main ministers. True or not? Now, if you don't think that's right, you need to get it fixed. Don't just take my word for it. Put your nose in this book. Study it earnestly. Let me go over this again real slow. Where did Peter and the apostles go? To their own company. And that's where this story takes place. In their own company. So the idea would you tend to think these are part of their own company. Peter knows this man. Calls him by name. How does he know the man? They go to church together, right? They're in church together. Do unbelievers sell their houses and their property and bring it and just give it to the church? Is it a common thing? I hadn't heard of it. And after this was all over, after this incident was over, the scripture said great fear came upon all the church. This is something that happened in the church to the church. Are y'all with me, friends? Just hold your place right there in Acts. Put up 1 Peter 4:17 for us, please. He said, the time has come. The judgment must begin where? Where? Who's the house of God? We're the house of God. At the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Can a Christian be judged?
Yes.
Can a believer be judged?
Yes.
Now, here, in this life, a saved man, a saved woman.
Yes.
What would be two of the big reasons why you would be judged? You judged others. And what? You didn't judge yourself. Come on, can you see this? Now back to Acts. Acts 5. Peter said, Ananias, he knows him. They go to church together. He's a believer. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? Now, here's one of the biggest mistakes. And, oh, man, you see this over and over again. Ananias and Sapphira, it wasn't real enough to them that what they're saying and doing, God is hearing. They got their eyes on men, on Peter and the apostles. Oh, man, you see this over and over again. And not realizing, I'm in church. The Spirit of God is here. He hears every word I say. He sees everything I do. And instead of doing things as though you're before the Lord, which we are, they're thinking about men. Well, we can hide this from them. They won't know. It won't matter. And they disrespected God by disrespecting the leadership. Come on, can you see this? Moses and Aaron, the people would rail against them and complain against them. And more than once, the scripture said, the Lord would say, I hear your murmurings, which you murmur against me. And they didn't call the Lord's name. They thought they're talking about Moses and Aaron. But didn't the Lord say, if you receive the one I send, you receive me. If you despise the one I send, you despise me. He takes it personally, doesn't he? Like you did it to him. And that's what happened right here. They got up and lied in church, in front of everybody, in the midst of a move of God. Serious business. Tell me what it's time to do. The man of God has looked you in the eye and by a word of knowledge says, put it back up on the screen. Ananias, why have you yielded to the devil, given place to the devil, and let him fill your heart with a lie and lie to the Holy Spirit? Now, come on, help me out. If you heard such a thing, what should you be thinking? I'm in trouble. Is that right? I'm in trouble. Should you realize, should it hit you like a ton of bricks? Man, judgment is hanging over my head. Come on, tell me what is it time to do? And I don't mean 3 seconds from now. What is it time to do? Hit your knees. Come on, are you with? Hit your knees and humble yourself. Humble yourself. Yeah, but I'm in front of everybody. What will people think? What will people think when you're dead?
Yeah, that's right.
When you get judged. What should he have done? He should have hit his knee. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, what a fool. Oh, God, Peter, I'm sorry. Sir, I'm sorry. What was wrong with me? Forgive me. Should he?
Yes.
Would it have been any different?
Yes.
We have scores of situations that the most evil men that ever lived on the planet did that, and God forgave them. He spared them. And judgment didn't come on them. But what does Ananias do? Nothing. Four. Whiles it remained, was it not your own? Who told you you had to come bring this money to the church? Nobody told you you had to do this. After it was sold, wasn't it in your own power? Nobody said you had to give all of it. If you want to give half of it, give half of it. But don't say you gave it all. Don't stand up here and lie in front of God. Nobody told you what you had to do with this money. Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. How many understand Peter should not have been able to say all that with Ananias standing there?
That's right.
Defiant.
Right.
Ananias should have been on the floor.
Right.
Shouldn't he?
Yes.
But he didn't. So verse 5 comes next. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, the spirit, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. He was judged. because he wouldn't judge himself. But this is mercy. This is mercy? Even so. I reckon you'll see this man in heaven. And say, say what? Yeah. If he's a believer, he's a believer. Did I lose somebody? He's a believer. Okay. You need more scripture. 1 Corinthians 11:30. Put it, hold your place there. Don't turn there. Just put it on the screen. 1 Corinthians 11:31, I should say. 31. If we had judged ourselves, what would happen? Won't be judged. Verse 32. But when we are judged, what happens? Chastened of the Lord. Why? Why? That we should not be condemned with the world. Ananias and Sapphira got judged on that day. But they're not going to be judged in the coming day. Oh, come with the world. Come on, can you see this? With the world. And if you had to pick between getting judged now and later, pick now. Right now. Just let's deal with it now. But what's better than getting judged now or later? Judge yourself and just don't get judged at all. Get mercy. Get grace. Come on, can you see this? This is a believer in the middle of church, in the middle of a church service, fell dead because he was judged, because he wouldn't judge himself. Keep reading. Back in Acts 5. Is this New Testament? Is this Bible? Do we read all the Bible? We don't ignore parts and say, well, we don't want to look at that. Is all of it good for us to teach us, to help us, to correct us? And is the Lord looking out for us? He wants to protect us. Ananias fell down. His spirit left his body. That don't mean he's eternally lost. That means he's done with this life. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Didn't ask his family what kind of casket he liked. Nothing. Nothing. And nobody said anything about it either. Because a reverence for the things of God came up in the church. And people realize you don't do these kind of things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.